AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits rose to their highest level in 8 months last week, but remain historically low despite growing uncertainty about how tariffs could impact the broader economy. Applications rose to 247,000 for the week ending May 31st. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports on a Republican-turned Democrat who wants to become Florida's next governor.
David Jolly of Florida says he's running for governor, but as a Democrat. Jolly has been a vocal critic of President Donald Trump, and he says he's considered himself part of the Democratic coalition for a few years. He says Florida Republicans have gone too far in dividing us, and he says it's wrong and immoral for Republicans to conflate immigration and crime. Current Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is under term limits and can't run for re-election in 2026.
AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports on a UN vote on the Israel-Hamas war.
The United States has vetoed a UN Security Council resolution demanding an immediate and permanent ceasefire in Gaza. That's because they say it was not linked to the release of hostages. All 14 other members of the council voted in favor of the resolution. The U.S. veto of the resolution was roundly criticized by other members, including Slovenia's UN ambassador, Samuel Zbogar. He said it was never the intention to provoke a veto.
Starving civilians and inflicting immense suffering is inhumane and against international law. No war objective can justify such action. We have hoped and expected that this was our shared understanding.
The vote was followed by a decision by an Israeli and U.S.-backed foundation to pause food delivery at 3 Gaza distribution sites. Health officials said dozens of Palestinians were killed in a series of shootings near the sites this week.
This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolbaugh. Leon Draisaitl's second goal of the night with 31 seconds left in overtime sealed the Oilers' 4-3 win over the Panthers in Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final.
I thought it was a pretty evenly played game. Obviously, we got it done when it mattered.
The Penguins hired Rangers assistant Dan Muse as coach. In tennis, Novak Djokovic eliminated Alexander Zverev to reach his 51st Grand Slam semifinal against Jannik Sinner, who beat Alexander Bublik. Coco Gauff beat Madison Keys to reach the semis. NBA, the Suns hired Cavaliers assistant Jordan Ott as their new coach. MLB, the 12-win Rockies swept the Marlins for their first series win of the season. And Reese Atwood's go-ahead 2-run single on an attempted intentional walk helped Texas beat Texas Tech 2-1 in Game 1 of the Women's College World Series Finals. Geffen Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAP sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons, from tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond. Every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
A burst pipe. A dead water heater. The AC calling it quits. Who do you call? HomeServe is an easy way to handle unexpected home repairs with plans covering stuff basic homeowners insurance usually won't. Instead of scrambling for a contractor, you make one call to get the repair process started. Join the millions of customers who trust HomeServe right now. Go to homeserve.com/podcast for 50% less your first year. That's homeserve.com/podcast. Savings compared to renewal price. Void in Florida.